You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show and a warm welcome to Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Now, a big program in Hobart on Thursday night. 10 races on the card, and by the look at the prices, punters fared pretty well, including the first winner, Kenny's Crew.
Yes, they started off well and then they had a bit of a hiccup and came back strong later on. Kenny's Cruise was very well graded for Ken Main after coming off a run in the Laurels final back to Juvenile Company. But the way she began, gee, she might have even tested some of those in the Laurels. She came out running on Thursday night, won comfortably and ran a very slick 26-25. I think she's a bitch of quite some promise.
Shane Whitney's had a good run of late and scored with brutal force in the second.
Yes, he looked beautifully drawn off box eight, and whilst he was handy all the way, turning for home, he dropped back to fourth and looked like he was probably going to maybe get into third as T-Mac, the hot favourite, was challenging the early leader, Glamour Gas. But in the last 30 metres, he just sprouted wings, brutal force, and right on the line, he overpowered them easily. It was quite a strong run. Down the track, he may get over a little bit more ground.
Brendan Purcell's had a great run with the Despicable Greyhounds and he was in the winner's circle again in race three.
Yeah, she's a little bit hot and cold, Despicable Lee, but on a night she's quite smart and I thought it was a pretty brave win. Sale Grey's Chatter having its first run in Tasmania for Andrea McConnon, crossed and led from box eight. The hugely backed favourite in it, Aeroplane Darcy, was absolutely never in sight after having won the week before, but Despicable Lee got out after Sales Grey's Chatter, it's a bit of a mouthful, and was convincing on the line. Look, she's a winner.
Bag of Spice, another one who's been racing well of late.
Yep, David Croswell hasn't ventured down the Midlands Highway very much lately with his team, but I reckon he'll be making a few trips because a couple of the dogs he brought on Thursday night, including Bag of Spice, look very suited to the big Hobart track. He's a dog that is a bit of a risky beginner, but on Thursday night he began well. He led most of the way, actually, and his 26-20 means that he'll be winning a lot better than a Grade 5.
Class Barbie hasn't had a lot of luck of late, but finally cracked it again in race 5.
Well, that's very true, Shane. She's had terrible luck the last few runs, and all of those runs have been outstanding. Thursday night she jumped second, and when she only had one to run down, it was over a long way out. If it had been a prize fight, they would have invoked the mercy rule.
Race 6 on the card. Dave Polly with Barnes Bay, very consistent greyhound.
He's a consistent greyhound from an outstanding litter. He too had to run down a tearaway leader in Hannah Bowden, and we keep singing the praises of Gaylene Townsend's efforts with Hannah Bowden, and that was then. And it took Barnes Bay most of the length of the Long Hobart Straight to nail her, but he did.
He's a very good tackle. Didn't take long for Gaylene to bounce back, winning race 7.
No, exactly right. And she ran exactly the same way that Hannah Bowden did, except she hung on and won. But that's because she's about 4 lengths quicker dog. That was an outstanding invitation. She's all class. Had not been beaten at Hobart up until Thursday night, but forget the run. She got squeezed out early when that was then, and Molly Munro and others all went to the first turn, you know, in a bit of a line. But that was then, held her ground. She's a very brave little bitch, and she won comfortably on the line.
Now, last week, you were a big rap for Elite Enfield for Graham Barber. Punters have jumped on board. $2.10, didn't let anybody down.
Yeah, the $2.10 is about the best price he was at any stage of betting. He was odds on the fixed odds from go to woe, and so he should have been. He's a very promising young dog. He's still only 20 months of age, and he and his sister, Susie's sister, by gee, they know how to come out of a box, and this bloke's not such a quick beginner, he's just so quick early. And the second dog, Point Made, another of the David Croswell team, he'll be coming back to Hobart winning pretty soon as well.
And good to see Pam Taylor scoring race 9 with Emperor's Bridge.
Yes, Pam doesn't race her dogs very much, she's only got the two, and Emperor's Bridge is a real star of the kennel, and he's a pretty starry dog, you know, very brave win because he only began moderately, but he punched up inside Susie's sister and Tay's Intention, and they were all tight. Tay's Intention loomed halfway down the straight, looked like he might have had him covered, but you know, both of them ran well, but Emperor's Bridge just kicked back too strongly.
And Gary Johnson in the last with O'Hana scoring a double figure odds.
Look, it took her a long time to win, but now she's won 2 out of her last 3, and I was quite surprised that she ran down Pioneer Mogul, even though he was only having his second run at Hobart. He led straight away, but when you looked at the time, 26-20, I thought Pioneer Mogul could probably run that on the bunny. I didn't think Ohana could run it in a fit, but she's just improved out of sight, and it was a very strong win to the line.
Have you got a greyhound for us to follow?
Look, a dog having his first start at Hobart last Thursday night, Winkley Tip. He was a winner at Launceston the week before. Gee, I loved his run. I don't think he'd been there. He wide, got back, worked home so well. If ever a dog's suited to the Hobart track, he is.
Okay, so Winkley Tip is the tip. We'll get another one for you next week. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
This is Radio TAB.
Time to find some winners now on the Greyhound Show, and a warm welcome to Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, this first leg of the quarter in Launceston coming up tomorrow night, Kinloch's Way has been racing in great form for Nick Howard.
Yeah, Shane, he's been going very, very good. I just think there's a bit of opposition drawn inside of him, and I've gone with number 3, Dixie Lane. Massive run last week. I think it's crying for the 600. I think it'll posse up. I think it's got a very good chance. 2, Surf's Up Nova. It ran third last week behind Bellwether, and it was spotted home, coming home very, very well. Thought it had a chance. The knockout dog's number 8, Nick Nack Norris. Now, he's a slow beginner, desperate railer. Don't know where he's going to settle in the run, but look, he's going very good at the moment, and I put him in for third, and I put in Kinloch's Way. Winning form's good form, stepping up to the 600 for its first start. 3, 2, 8, and 4.
Now, in the second leg, we've got Island Force, well suited over the 600, coming up against the informed Blue Tam.
Yeah, Shane, when I did the selections on Wednesday, when we did the program for RSN, I didn't realise how good a dog Class Barbie went on Thursday night. But look, I'm sticking with Island Force. I think it's a very, very good bitch. She's a good chance that she might spear to the lead. She's the way to go. I put Blue Tam in for second. I really like the win of Class Barbie in Hobart on Thursday night. I put it in for third. This bitch is flying for Keith Nichols. And for fourth, I put in number 3, Bailey's Comet. It was another one spotted off the video replays, running home very, very strongly when fourth behind Winburn Loco. I really think that they're the 4, and I think you can play with confidence if you box the 4 up, and then if you want to single a couple out in trifectas, I think they're definitely the way to go. 2, 4, 1, and 3.
Again, in the third leg, a couple appear to stand out. Cool Puppy's been in great form, and Champagne Bound backed off the map last week and duly saluted.
Yeah, Shane, I was travelling to the trials, and I heard the money trial was definitely for Champagne Bound, and look, when it jumped in front, I didn't expect it to run 29.85. If it repeats that run, it'll be hard to beat. But look, as you well know on this program, I'm a great lover of leaders, and I think Cool Puppy's the likely leader. He's going very, very good. He's got a 30.07 beside his name. I'm tipping he can go quicker. 6, Cool Puppy. 3, Champagne Bound. Look, it's a rising class coming from a grade 5 to a grade 4. Got a great chance. 2, Ultra White's actually dropping in class, got a chance. And my old mate, To Be True, he couldn't get up last week for me at the big odds, but he ran a bold race. 6, 3, 2, and 1.
And in the last league, well, Boston Heart flying at the moment.
Yeah, Shane, look, if anyone probably wants to take a one out for the quaddy, just a little interesting little note on Boston Heart. Just when I do the replays, I think he just appreciates starting out wide and then working to the fence. He's a railer, but I just think that he likes coming across greyhounds, and I've noticed over the years there's plenty of dogs that like doing that, and he's one of them, Boston Heart. Clearly on top, and I think I'll be playing him one out. Revelator's second pick, number 3. Colonel Kane ran a very good race in Hobart on Thursday night for third. And Hellier Evan, I'd be including this in all your multiples. His form doesn't read anything flash, but I think he's going a bit better than what his form suggests. 7, 3, 4, and 2.
That makes the quaddie for Launceston in the first league 3, 2, 8, 4, second league 2, 4, 1, 3, third league 6, 3, 2, 1, and in the last league 7, 3, 4, and 2. Pretty keen on Boston Heart as the best.
He'll be short, Shane, and probably you can put him in an all up with a little bitch that I made the best bet, race 4, number 5, Shanlon Betty. Winning form's good form. Charlie Moat's got a flying. I think you can have the double, race 4, number 5, Shanlon Betty, into race 8, number 7, Boston Heart.
Racing at Devonport on Tuesday. 11 races on the card. they've thrown up a bit of a wobbly with the quaddy legs being the maiden series.
Yeah, Shane, it's very, very hard, and it's interesting to see how some of these first starters go. Some are very, very well bred, but look, in the first leg, Brett's Champ. Now, it ran third at its only start to half century. Now, he blew the start, he circled the field, and to run third was an excellent effort. With improved box manners and the field experience that he had, I put him on top. I put in number five, Made Vista Falls. It ran second at its only start to London Town. Look, its run was good. Its amended time was 19.75. It looks like it's got good speed. It's got a chance. I put in number seven, Hunter Bevan. I don't know much about it. It's very well bred. It's by Talks Cheap out of Lil's Empire. Nicole Howard wouldn't run it if it didn't have any ability. And I also put in number eight, one trained by Anthony Bullock. It's by McGambo out of Posh Dye, and Posh Dye was a super little bitch. So if it's thrown to its mother, it's definitely got a chance. 3, 5, 7, and 8.
Second leg doesn't look any easier.
It certainly isn't, Shane. A greyhound that I spotted doing the replays was the dog called Winburn Charm. Anthony Bullock's only recently taking over the reins of this greyhound, and it ran third behind Sir Buddy, and down the back and turning for home, it kept getting knocked by a dog on its inside when it was desperately looking for the fence. I think it's got a good chance, 3, Winburn Charm. I put in 4, Ali Jane. Now, it was well in the market its debut run in Hobart behind Impact Dino. It hasn't raced for 5 months, so if it's had a problem, I'm not 100% certain of. But again, Debbie Cannon wouldn't keep it if it couldn't run, so I put number 4 in for second. I put in number 1, Danger Duck, another one of Nicole Howard's that's drawn an inside draw and has got a chance. And 2, the likely leader, a dog called Classic Innings, can only be fitted for its first up run behind Snoring Nora, and this is probably a little bit of a drop in class. 3, 4, 1, and 2.
In the third league, we've got Sir Rioli and Kyle's Pride with a little bit of experience on the rest of the field.
Yeah, I've actually gone with one of the experienced runners in Sir Rioli just from the draw. To think that he's been placed at 2 of his last 3 starts. And actually, if you go back 3 runs ago, he ran second to a dog called Take Time Ronnie, and its amended time was 26.29. The winner went 25.80, and it did have box 1. Look, just for the reasons that it's drawn box 1 and it's got a few placings beside its name, I put it on top. I put in number 5, Eyes on Zelda. Now, it's had 2 starts for 2 placings, and the placings were behind Bruni Venture and Eyes on Destruction. Probably fair form for a race like this. I put it in for second. 2, I put in for third, another Strapper. Now, it's by Collision out of Strapper's Angel. Now, Strapper's Angel made a Launceston Cup final. Now, if it's thrown to its mother or its sire, it's definitely going to have some ability. It's trained by Jacko Hammersley and owned by Ricky Ponting. So, if there's any money for it at all on the totes, I'd be elevating in my tips. And I put in number 6, Buckle Up Sharky. Now, this is a very well-bred youngster by Dinah Lachlan. And as we know, Gary Johnson only keeps them if they can run. So I went 1, 5, 2, and 6.
1, 5, 2, 6 in the third leg. Need we go to the last leg?
it's just getting a bit monotonous, Shane, at the moment with this greyhound called Senor Slammer. Look, he's an excitement machine in that he's got brilliant speed, he runs unbelievable times, and he just puts them to the sword every week. And I think Gary Johnson's realised that just racing once a week or just give him 2 runs in 10 days, and he's just a very, very good dog. 7 on top, 8 Quick Advance is drawn very, very well for second. 4, King Nitro. He's a good, honest little dog, and I thought he had no luck behind Senor Slammer last week. And I put in number 6, Pipstar. Now, there's no good odds demon in this race, but he has to contend with Senor Slammer. So I put him in for 4th. 7, 8, 4, and 6.
The quaddy for Devonport Tuesday. First league, 3, 5, 7, 8. Second league, 3, 4, 1, 2. Third league, 1, 5, 2, 6. And the last league, 7, 8, 4, and 6. Wind it up with the best bet.
Race 10, number 1, Tay's Intention, Shane. Thought it had no luck in Hobart on Thursday night when it drew box 8, wants box 1, probably can nearly punch up and be one of the likely leaders with Julia's Fly and Princess Gemini. They look the 2 other likely leaders, but I think it's going good. Race 10, number 1, Tay's Intention.
Tay's intention the best for Devonport. Good luck with those selections, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.